Hello, my name is Alan Kendall. This is a podcast about having aphantasia. I'm going to share my thoughts, experiences and ideas by talking about and discussing all aspects of this condition. Additional people are going to join me for future podcasts, and together we're going to explore how we experience the world from our own perspectives, defining and describing what we see, feel and hear. We will ask lots of questions and possibly not have all the answers. These questions will be expressed as thoughts, observations and ideas rather than medical opinions. The podcast is for people wishing to learn more about aphantasia. You may have the condition or simply wish to know more. Everyone is welcome, and it's by asking questions we will understand more and hopefully learn. I should explain what aphantasia is as a condition. For some people, it's a condition that affects all five senses in the mind. I struggled initially to understand the condition, to know how it affected and impacted my life. For some of the effects, they're obvious, like how it affects visualisation. I started writing to define my thoughts as I wished to learn more, and I tried to understand all the aspects of the condition I have. I ended up writing a book. The book has contributions from others with the condition, where we describe and explain the experiences we have. One thing I should say, I felt on my own when I first found out. I had a condition with a name I struggled to pronounce and spell, but because of Facebook, I quickly realised I was not on my own and joined the few Facebook groups that exist out there for people that have the condition. The people in the Facebook groups are brilliant. They help so much. If you feel you have aphantasia, please do join and take part in the discussions that occur. I always want to learn and understand more, so please join me on my journey as I try and find my way through. But details are limited and knowledge is still being written, so we're only just at the start of trying to understand aphantasia and the condition it is. The two main areas I'm going to talk about today are vision, where I don't see any images in my mind other than those I see with real time given to me by my eyes. I can't create images. I can't recall past ones. So here's a thought for you to consider. Where do you visualise the image you can see in your mind? Where does it appear? That's something to think about. Additionally, audio. I hear nothing in my head other than what I hear through my ears. And I always wondered what people mentioned when they talked about earworms, what it actually was, as I never had it, and I could never understand why it was a thing. But of course, because I can't hear in my mind, I never would. The thought I have now is, why did such a condition with such wide-ranging aspects to it as aphantasia remain hidden for so long? It's like no one really knew it existed, and a condition like that, it remaining undiscovered for so long, does feel strange. A phrase I think of at the time when I found out was hidden in plain sight. I guess we knew it was there, but we just didn't have a name for it. I believe explaining the other three senses in terms of aphantasia are going to be much more complicated and complex, and will require more understanding than is available now. I do hope in future podcasts we're going to discuss all the senses in much more detail and try and work out how they impact people with the condition and how they work for people without the condition, because I think that's important. The comparison of people with aphantasia is going to be really useful. I've especially realised that now I know I have it. I also have a condition called SDAM, which is affecting the memory. It's an abbreviation for severely deficient autobiographical memory. And basically it means I struggle to experience memory in the first person. So, for example, my history, stories I tell rather than memories I have. I still want to understand more and learn. So please get in contact. We're going to have a future podcast. If you want to write and take part and suggest ideas or questions, write to alan@aphantasia.co.uk. Thanks.